Hey everyone, this is First Warren Storm Team Chief Meteorologist Brad Panovich with a quick audio update as we go into the weekend. It's Friday night about 11:30. We've got a line of showers and thunderstorms moving in from the west. That's the leading edge of some colder air, but it's not only coming in from the west, it's coming in from the north as air is going to move in tonight and really drop the temperatures throughout the day tomorrow. So tonight, the high temperature is going to occur at 12:01 for tomorrow. Whatever the temperature is then, that'll be our high for Saturday, likely probably in the upper 60s, but it'll be falling all night. By the time you wake up tomorrow morning, likely in the 50s, falling into the 40s pretty quickly, and kind of a drizzly, wet day. Not downpours all day. It's not going to be a total washout, but Mr. Drizzle, low clouds, and turning cold with northeast winds. I think by evening, temperatures are going to be in the upper 30s after sunset, and then Sunday morning is when things get interesting. We have cold air in place, wedged up against the mountains, and we're going to see moisture ride up and over it. It's your classic Carolina wedge or cold air damming, which should set the stage for some icing, especially along Interstate 40 north. Now, I don't think it'll be a big deal along Interstate 40, maybe a trace to a tenth of inch ice on elevated surfaces only, but eastern parts of Watauga, Ash, Avery, Wilkes, Allegheny, all the way into western Burke and Caldwell, could see ice approach a quarter of an inch, which is the type of damaging ice that typically will bring down a tree or a power line here and there. So we'll keep an eye on it right now. Winter storm watch is up for that entire area through Monday morning. That's a quick look at the weekend forecast. I'll be all over it all weekend. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and Instagram. And as always, make sure you check out WCNC.com. John and Megan will have complete coverage this weekend as we keep track of this winter storm through Sunday. Hope you have a great weekend. Go Panthers, go my Buckeyes, and I'll see you on Monday, and hopefully not before then, unless the weather gets worse on Sunday.